When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for BT and Sal to jam it up the A-gap.
All right, that's where we look at the week in review in the NFL. So week 14 in the rearview mirror, BT, a couple takeaways for me. The Vikings-Falcons game, just one quick note on the Falcons who were pathetic. No TDs, 8 interceptions in the last 4 games for Kirk Cousins. I mean, that's embarrassing. This is a guy that they signed to take him to the next level. That's why they drafted Penix. Cousins stinks. He should be benched. And the Vikings on the opposite side of that, they move on from Kirk Cousins. They draft McCarthy, bring in Sam Darnold. Dude, Sam Darnold slinging it, throwing it all over the field. Maybe my point of bringing this game up is more about Minnesota overall, maybe being more of a legitimate threat than we thought initially. I know last week we both had them in the top 5
yep.
in the power rankings for the first time. So we're obviously giving credence to what they've been doing here, but that was an impressive performance for me. I thought that maybe Atlanta would keep that game closer. Minnesota's 11-2. And Darnold is looking great and confident, so the Vikings deserve some credit here. They look as good as anybody else in the NFC.
You want to roll through your whole list, or you want to go back and forth?
No, we'll go back and forth.
All right, so I've got really the opposite of them at this point. With an 11-win team and starting to hit some stride here. I got the 49ers. I mean, is the run over? Let's face it. The 49ers have gone backwards fast, and some of it's because of injuries and, you know about C-Mac, whatever. But they have 6 wins now. It's the middle of December. And 3 years in a row, they won double figures every single year, including 13 or 12 a year ago. I just, they don't have a lot of cap space. I was looking at how do they dig themselves out of this. They're like 22nd or 23rd in cap space in 25. So, you really have to wonder, without a standout quarterback on the roster, like a true difference maker, some age and some important spots, some deficiencies with the ability to move some money around. Is that it for the Niners?
Right. Has the window closed? You don't believe in Purdy?
Not to the extent of, like the top 5 or 6 in football. No. And I like Brock Purdy. I love what he represents. He's tough, but no.
Still believe in a head coach.
I mean,
could this just be a down year? I think you're on to something, though. Like, it could either be just a down year or the end of their window.
Yep.
For that,
I would bet the latter on that.
I'll stay in the NFC West here with my other couple. I'm going to tandem here because I got one more thing that I wanted to get to. The Rams, we touched on a little bit before. I mean, that's an impressive performance. Stafford looks great. Running back is terrific. It basically, Sean McVay is doing things that I didn't think was possible. Outside of Andy Reid, I know we always talk about the Harbaughs. Like, McVay, I know he won the Super Bowl, but it kind of gets overlooked, the job that he's done consistently.
Yep.
With this Rams team, because they reached the pinnacle, the apex. They went to the Super Bowl, lost, went to the Super Bowl, won. And it was kind of like, all right, well, now no Aaron Donald. Like, the Rams are moving on. Dude, they're a competitive football team, and they could be as good as anybody in the West. And on that note, so not only McVay and the Rams and a big win over the Bills at home, an impressive win, but the Seahawks. I thought the Cardinals would win that game. I thought the Cardinals had shown signs of being tougher this year. You got to give Seattle credit with Geno Smith. Hard to believe. They put up a 30 spot on Arizona. They've been impressive as well. Seattle leading the way in the NFC West at 8-5. I just have kind of dismissed them and overlooked them. Rookie head coach and Geno not believing in them. But they're good. Hey, 8-5 is 8-5, and a divisional win. Good for the Seahawks.
Yeah, good for Seattle. And listen, I do love McVay. I think what happens too, you got to incorporate this. When you talk about how good he is, like they free, and it wasn't a bad move because it put them in a position to win. But think about how many first round picks they've forfeited over the years. So it's not even like he's got the benefit of a first round stud coming in. He's just a great coach. All right, so Sam Darnold's renaissance is well documented. How about a little love for Baker? Now, Baker Mayfield is just fun to watch. You know, Baker Mayfield has two four touchdown games this year and 4-3 touchdown games. Imagine if Aaron Rodgers had four different times this year where he threw three touchdowns. I mean, so he's rehabilitated his image. You know, Cleveland for a bunch of years and Carolina for a minute and the Rams where he was acquired midseason. Just bouncing around, but he's tough. His teammates love him, and he's done this year. You know, he's going to throw 35, 36 touchdowns, maybe more if he stays healthy the rest of the way, without Mike Evans, who missed a lot of time as well. So Baker's just a baller. He's the kind of guy, whether it's in the schoolyard or a college bowl game or an NFL Sunday on the road, he's a guy that you follow out of the tunnel, man. His teammates love him, and Baker could play.
Agreed. I had that on my list. They could be a dangerous team in the NFC as well. Like, they're not on the level of the Eagles or Lions, and I guess you're going to give the Vikings, who says, some credit, but...
And the Packers probably a little bit better as well.
I don't know. I mean, they might be better.
Green Bay's good.
They might be better. I don't know. I think I might trust the Bucs and Baker a little bit. Really? I like Green Bay, but something about their year down here. Last one for me was the Steelers. We've talked about them a bunch. Dude, they're 10-3. Like, they continue to tough it out. And one of the reasons why I want to talk about them, I don't know if you watch this. Do you watch the in-season Hard Knocks?
No, I have. I think the Colts did one a year or two ago. Right. Like, never seen it, but I, no.
Okay, this is different this year. And I'm with you. Like, I haven't watched actual Hard Knocks or in-season.
No, I watch all the Hard Knocks, just not the in-season one.
I didn't get into this year with the Bears. I've been kind of out of it the last couple.
I got you.
This is different because it's following the AFC North, and it's kind of, it keeps it in real time as opposed to where you would think maybe they'd be behind.
Yeah.
The inside looks of Harbaugh, Tomlin, and that's why I bring up Tomlin. I mean, Mike Tomlin is such a great coach and such a badass.
Mm-hmm.
It is so impressive. This dude sits back. He looks like a badass when he's eating a bag of Cheetos or Fritos, actually. It was chili Fritos he was eating. And he still looks like he's going to rip your heart out. And the way that he coaches and to get this team with Russell Wilson leading the way, with Justin Fields being the backup, and knowing the way the quarterback situation is going to be coming into the year, the foundation that they built, bringing in Arthur Smith to be a good offensive coordinator for him, 10-3 in that division, beating the Ravens. I mean, what an impressive year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they're as dangerous as anybody in the AFC.
I love Tomlin. You know, a couple of weeks ago, they scored 40-something points, and you and I, as we put them on our power rankings, where we kind of needed to see that, how many, you know, 17, 14, or 20, 13 games could you win? Not they're going to drop 40 regularly, but at least they showed a little more offensive diversity, which I think was the final thing that I know I needed to see. No, I mean, come on, before I really believed in them, Mike Tomlin is the best. I mean, even just rocking the chain outside of his shirt.
Yeah,
I don't care what anybody says, you know. He owns the room, man. Mike Tomlin is the best. My last one.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't really even think I really had many because, you know, I'm pretty much just a Jets fan. You know that. But this is crazy that he's in my division. Josh Allen's my all-time favorite, not Jet. Josh really? Allen. I love watching Josh Allen play. I think about all the quarterbacks I've watched play. You know, Brady was obviously the best in terms of winning, but not like special watching him. Same with Montana. Wasn't really fast and not incredibly physically imposing. Elway was really fun to watch, but like when Elway was first coming up, I was really young, so I didn't really look at him quite that way. And then when he won, he was older. He was a little bit diminished. Josh Allen, dude. I know Lamar's a beast and Mahomes, but Josh Allen is big and strong and fast and tough, and he can throw it 65 yards on a string. I mean, he is just, he's everything you want. He's just a guy. I talk about Baker. Like, I mean, Baker's got those qualities as well, yeah, in terms of guys following him. But Josh Allen, if you went to the factory for quarterbacks, I mean, what doesn't Josh Allen have? He's got a rocket. He's got the body. He's got the speed. He's got the respect. Josh, I could watch him play all day.
He's got the wife. Yeah. Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I like, you're a fan of, I've just said that in my ear. You're a fan of hers. I like, what the hell's that her popular song, her most popular, you know her, BT, or no?
Josh Allen's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Haley Steinfeld?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know music.
I think so.
But what do you mean you think so? You said he's got the wife. You should know who she is.
Well, I know of the wife.
We had a nice bounce back from that breakup, which was fairly that. Public.
She came out and took a shot.
I saw.
Who's she dating, his ex-wife? Because she said, doesn't play for the team, owns a team, and then it got hacked. We know that you're lying.
It was hacked. Wink, wink.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying that at all. But yes, Josh Allen as a quarterback. I want to look up the song because I think I was listening to it the other day.
Oh, you actually listened to it?
Yeah.
Like, went out, saw it? And played
Haley
it, or
Steinfeld.
Just...
Starving.
How's
can
it
you
go?
Look that one up, Dove? You have it, or you want me to play it here for my wife? Haley Steinfeld,
sure
Starving.
Sure have anything else on that phone that might pop up when you play it.
Yeah, no, is it? Private browser. No, we're good. Starving
history,
is a great, to me, it's a great song. It really gets me going in the morning. You guys have it, or you want me to just play it?
Wait, you play this in the morning?
Yeah, well, it's to get set for my day. Gets me pumped up.
What a teenage girl would play in the morning.
Gets my mood set.
In the morning?
Sets my mood for the day.
All right, whatever
listen,
it takes,
listen to the chorus.
Really?
Yeah. I was so
much younger. Okay. Is this in the car, or is this like when you wake up?
No, like wake up, brushing the teeth, about to get in the shower.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I get it now, yeah.
How's the video?
And maybe this is a teenage girl song. You're right.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, yeah, you're going to get that down the hole in my,
no, I'm sorry.
In my house pretty
no,
soon.
I don't even know if I have that on the iTunes. That must be my wife's phone. That wasn't mine.
Did you get it wrong? The wrong song? What? You didn't want to admit it. Own it. Hey, there's a lot of cheese ball songs I love. Listen, I don't care. I don't care.
I do like that
song. Hey, Jesse's girl comes up.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah,
I'll
sing.
I don't care. Who's looking at me? Jesse is a friend.
It's got to be difficult for the broken E. What would you call it? Like his ex, right?
Yeah.
Whoever it may be in the spot.
Yeah.
It's got to be hard for the ex of a famous person to see them
move on?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess. Like when Taylor dumps Kelsey because he's famous, you think she's going to have a rough time with him because his first relationship will be public?
Or
Brady.
Or Kelsey's ex seeing him now, or Taylor's ex seeing her now.
Yeah, like, well, he was famous too. I got
still.
You both ways. Yeah, that's got to be tough.
You know what?
Let me just slink into an anonymity and let nobody bother me for 6 months while I recover.
That's why I like having, you know, a little bit of a public job. It's like, you know.
Keep them on their toes a little bit.
Look at me now, exes. You didn't think I was good enough. Here I am, dressing like a king and yelling and screaming.
Hey, listen, the scepter could have been fun.
Haley Steinfeld. Who's to say it wasn't? Some cosplay.
You've had it that long?
No, it was a different one. No, all right.